Well, dearly beloved, thank you for gathering into the Ashley and Brad Show.
Well, who are we
eulogizing? Well,
yeah.
We were just talking about headstones on Friday.
Right.
And what would the three or four words,
that's right.
Go on your headstone?
Uh-huh.
A few people had comments about that.
Okay.
Donna said, you know, pretty simple, loving wife, mother, and grandmother.
Aww.
Pretty straightforward. Kent said that he and his wife are going to have their tombstones read two to beam up.
Read what?
I knew that was going to be the response. Two to beam up.
Like the number two or T-O?
No, the number two.
Okay.
To beam up.
So that's got to be one of those sci-fi references, the Star Trek Wars.
It's
reference.
Absolutely a Star Trek reference.
Okay.
See, if you were on the planet surface and the landing party needed to come back to the ship, you'd say, two to beam up.
I'm so interested. Could you please tell me more?
Okay.
No.
All right.
I'm joking.
Bones, Spock, McCoy, beam down to the planet's surface. Crewman Jenkins, you come with us. You're the sacrificial lamb. You'll come with us. Anyway, that is Star Trek.
They understood that.
Of course they did. And then Francis said that his would be a quote that he used to get from a while ago. His tombstone would say this.
He really knew how to party.
Okay, so that would
really
be.
He really knew how to party. Wow, you know his headstone should come with a beer tap on it. Then
it certainly could. Anyway, thanks everybody for getting in touch with our show, and there's lots of other texts to get to. Here's the number for future reference: 888-922-7234. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, a study found that surgeons who play certain video games for 3 hours a week performed 27% faster and made 37% fewer errors during the surgery.
Wow.
Dr. James Rosser from the Department of General Surgery at Beth Israel Medical Center said doctors who video game have better hand-eye coordination and reaction time, as well as better spatial visualization.
Really?
He said the three games they played for this study were Super Monkey Ball 2, Star Wars Racer Revenge, and Silent Scope. So I guess before you go in to your next surgery, say, hey, Doc.
Okay, Silent Scope, if I'm not mistaken, that was a sniper game. So
I don't know.
Maybe it's looking for small things through a little microscope.
I'm just going to find out what their high score was before I put
the
surgery.
Hey, Doc, what you doing over there? Trying to get to Princess Peach? Why? Well, I thought you were supposed to be operating right now.
Why do you ask? So it's a commonly held belief that different shapes of Reese's taste differently. The reasoning is because the ratio of peanut butter to chocolate will change kind of the flavor, which that makes sense.
Right.
Well, now the newest contender to test that theory, Reese's Medals, the company's first ever seasonal summer shape honoring the Olympics and Paralympic Games in Paris.
Okay.
They are available now in either standard or king size packs, just so you know.
Okay.
So Dennis Quaid said his new movie, The Long Game, is about much more than golf.
Yeah.
The film tells the true story of Mexican-American golf caddies in 1955 who built their own course in Del Rio, Texas, because an exclusive country club wouldn't let them play.
Mm-hmm.
The Long Game is in theaters now. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, everybody. Here it is, the 15th day of April. It is the Ides of April.
Dun, dun, dun!
And
it's tax day.
It is day 106 of the year, 260 days left in this leap year. Who has birthdays? We're going to tell you. Right at the very top, musician and producer Dave Edmonds, slipping away information, I Hear You Knocking, is now 80 years old. Michael Tucci is 78 years old. Emma Thompson is 65. Former Olympic swimmer Dara Torres and Florida Gator, 57 years old today.
I got to throw that in there.
Of course I do. Chris Stapleton. Oh, my goodness.
Chris Stapleton.
The first time that we all heard him singing along with Justin Timberlake.
I know, right? Changed the world.
Sure did. He's 46 years old. Cooper Barnes is 45. Luke Evans, 45. Seth Rogen is 42. Emma Watson, not Emma Thompson, but they both share the same birthday, is 34. Maisie Williams is 27, and Julia Butters is 15. It happened. Boy, this is a tragic day in history. It happened on this date in history. Lots of things. In 1865, this was the date that Abraham Lincoln succumbed to his shot.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Uh-huh. In 1912, the Titanic sank. In 1924, some good news, Rand McNally published its first road atlas.
You probably have that you probably have that exact one in your car.
Maybe. In 1955, Ray Kroc opened his first franchise of McDonald's in Illinois. In 2010, more of the disaster with volcanic ash from that Iceland volcano.
Yes. You remember that? Reykjavik? Yeah.
Most of Europe's airspace was closed.
Yep.
In 2013, two bombs exploded near the finish line of Boston Marathon. And in 2019, on this date, the Paris Cathedral Notre Dame caught fire.
Yep.
Man, April 15th, stay away from it.
Well, and it's tax day. I wouldn't mind staying away from this day.
We're getting to that because special events for today, National Volunteer Week, Chemists Celebrate Earth Week, Pet ID Week, Undergraduate Research Week, Work Zone Safety Awareness Week. Today is Patriots Day. Mm-hmm. It's Boston Marathon Day, Anime Day, McDonald's Day, we told you why, Micro Volunteering Day, Income Tax Pay Day is today, of course,
Boo!
We know that,
Boo!
Which was deemed unconstitutional in 1895,
back in the
by
day.
The way, just saying, Jackie Robinson Day, Glazed Spiral Ham Day, Laundry Day, Rubber Eraser Day, That Sucks Day today.
Funny that it's on April 15th.
It's tax day. Take a Wild Guess Day, Titanic Remembrance Day, and World Art Day. You have a birthday and a special event. Tell us when yours is and we'll celebrate. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, it's Ashley and Brad on the radio, and sometimes, just occasionally, it's not often, but sometimes we'll make commentary about life around us. Sometimes we'll just opine about
mouse in your pocket.
No. Your name's in the show too, sister. It's Ashley and Brad, the two of us together. But sometimes we will, we'll make opinions about things around us, and it seems as though, and you even brought us news to saying that this generation currently has more stress and strife than perhaps others, and I said, probably just a big guess because of the phone and social media.
Right.
And that's just a guess.
And
now,
it's not just that. It's also being on the computer playing games and just not getting up and getting outside.
I get it. So, if I just had to make a guess, we spent a lot of time of our childhood outdoors playing games.
We did.
With actual face-to-face, interaction conversations. It seems like this generation maybe got not getting as much of that.
Not as much.
So how do you get them off the phone or the computer?
But even yourself. I mean, don't you find yourself on the phone or on the computer more than you probably thought you would be?
If I'm doing it, it's going to be work-related to this show. I'm not done. Stop. Or, yes, I do play games.
Right.
So I, too, am like, you know what? Maybe I should cut back on that.
Setting a timer?
Uninstalled it. I did. I went cold turkey and said,
wow,
enough.
And that's big news.
So I'm not playing it anymore.
Okay.
So you?
Well.
Put down the phone.
Mine's more the shopping. Okay. But there are other things that we can do, especially with spring and the nicer weather, et cetera, et cetera. Even if you've got kids, these would be great to do with kids.
Doesn't your bank account create a hard stop on all of that to say that you can't spend anymore?
You would think. Mm. But they said, what about doing some of these things? Low cost or even in sometimes not at all.
Yeah.
And some big payback.
Like
being outside, go hiking, go camping.
Yes, Ashley.
There's other stuff.
Like?
Go fruit picking. Go to a farmer's market. Volunteer at a community garden.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Build a tire swing. Build a birdhouse. Make a wind chime.
Okay.
Like, wouldn't that be?
These are all outdoor activities.
Right.
And
stuff to go and do.
Right. As soon as you go outside, you're like, it is nice out here. It's springtime. Birds are chirping. Sky's blue.
I'm going on a walk with my daughter today, and I'll be outside for, 20
minutes. And then tomorrow we'll hear, my legs are so sore because I went on a hike.
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day here on the Ashley and Brad Show, even on tax day.
Yeah.
But today's word is a noun from English, mid-19th century, somewhat of a newer word, I guess, in terms of the grand scope of things. Today's word is sockdolager. Sockdolager.
Sockdolager.
Exactly correct. Sockdolager, an interesting definition, but try and spell it for us first.
Well,
please.
I'm just going to do phonetical because there's just no S-O-C-K.
Yeah.
Or is it C-H? Anyway, S-O-C-K-D-O-L-I-G-E-R.
Is? Oh, by just a letter you missed
really?
It. S-O-C-K-D-O-L-A-G-E-R. Sockdolager. Have you ever wanted to sock someone in the head?
I have, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's what this means. An exceptional, forceful blow is what it is.
Or, so you've been sockdolaged if you've been hit?
I guess. Or it's also an exceptional person or thing.
Wait.
So
what?
They say all the nominees tonight are well-accomplished sockdologers. Or the car door hit Randy with a sockdolager that knocked the wind out of him.
That is two very odd definitions.
It is. Isn't that it?
That doesn't even make sense.
But it believed that sockdolager developed as a fanciful form from sock, as in to hit somebody.
Oh.
But how it became associated with it's unknown, it says.
Huh.
There's no reasonable definition as to why that took
Wikipedia.
Place.
I blame Wikipedia.
No, I definitely blame Wikipedia. Yes.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks to our friend Grant for getting in touch with our show. The text number, 888-922-7234.
Mm-hmm.
What about Lester Boogeyman Michaels? He says to you.
Boogeyman.
Come on, Ashley. You're from Oklahoma. You got to remember him.
I worked with him at KOMA.
How about that?
Wow. That's a
blast from
minute
the past.
Ago. Wow.
So we were talking about jobs that were to be envied. Well, Grant said, I think DJ would be a great job. If I wasn't an artist, I would definitely be a DJ, he says.
Hey, Grant, you got some time to come in next week?
Right? You want to pull some shifts? We wouldn't be opposed. I'm just saying.
Just exactly.
But set your expectations a little lower. For the remuneration.
Lower, little lower.
Little lower.
Keep going.
Keep going. Anyway, thanks, Grant, for getting in
that's
touch.
Funny. Oh, what a blast from the past. I love memories like that.
I know.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. Also, Katie just said another song that chokes her up every time she hears it. Kathy Mattea's Where Have You Been?
Oh, yeah.
So,
Yeah,
everybody's getting in touch, and you can too. Once again, the number is 888-9-AB-RADIO. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, according to a new study, giving up red meat could save 750,000 lives each year. But what should you eat instead? Well, according to them, herring, sardines, and anchovies.
Yeah, okay. I'll get right on top of that.
Researchers from Japan and Australia looked at health statistics from more than 130 countries and found that a switch from steak to forage fish would not just reduce the risk of disease in humans in a big way, but also reduce harm to the environment because they are the most abundant species in the ocean. But you'd have to get past
you'd have to eat anchovies and
sardines. And my dad used to eat sardines on not club.
So did my dad. So did my dad. It's very bizarre that our dads enjoy the
similarities.
Same.
Mm-hmm. I know. So, a reminder, today's April 15th. We might have mentioned that. Yes. So, for those of you mailing your returns, some United States post offices have extended hours. If you're filing an extension, you also have until today to get that form at least in. You can get more information at irs.gov.
It has definitely been years since I've mailed in a form.
Yeah, I've been electronically doing it for a bit now.
Yeah.
So Disney has announced that a new documentary on Muppets creator Jim Henson is coming to the streaming service next month. The Ron Howard-directed Jim Henson Idea Man premieres May 31st, and Howard's done a bunch of these. He's previously directed documentaries on Pavarotti, Rebuilding Paradise, and The Beatles called 8 Days a Week.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. That's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Monday, here on the Ashley and Brad Show, means that we do a few benchmarks, meaning things that we do each and every Monday. One of them is a word ladder.
I love the word ladder.
Each of these answers are a four-letter word, and the next answer will change by just one letter from the previous.
Okay.
I think you know how this works. Let's start with crazy as a blank four-letter word. Not three, not fox.
Not fox, no, crazy which is, as a loon.
Yes, loon. How about Earth's natural satellite?
The moon.
Not worth discussing.
Mood.
No.
And another thing.
No.
Not
used in the song Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield. I want to tell her that I love her, but the point is probably
moot.
Yes, moot. It might surround a castle.
A moat? Oh, I want a moat for my house.
Yes. Keep to irritate. Up. To get one's
goat.
Goat. Provoke. You want to blank somebody into doing something. Changing the letter from goat to
goad.
Goad, yes, exactly. element with symbol AU.
Gold.
AU. give up a poker hand.
Give up a poker hand.
Changing one letter from gold, you're going to
fold.
Yes, I fold. To cross a river.
Cross
every river, blank every stream. What do? You cross a river.
What do you blank a stream?
This is part of what my name literally means. Broad river crossing. What's the last half of my real first?
Ford.
Yes, Ford.
Oh, is that what she's saying in that song?
Yes. Cross every river, Ford every stream.
Oh.
Just that you're today years old.
Did not know that.
It often follows function.
Form.
Form follows function, and the early bird gets the
worm.
Worm. There's your four-letter word ladder.
Ashley and Brad.
Somewhere, he said here on the Ashley and Brad Show, coming out of the music, ice cold, with no segue.
None. None at all.
That's how we work here. Somewhere in the vaults of the Kentucky Fried Chicken Corporation, or the Yum brand, you will find, somewhere in the vaults, the secret recipe for the 11 herbs and spices.
You will.
Which people have been trying to crack and solve for a long time now.
I wish I kept the cease and desist letter my mother got in college. She was a pharmacology major, and she used to love to mess around with that kind of stuff. Yeah. And she came up with something that was incredibly similar and got a cease and desist letter from that corporation.
Oh, how about that? The secret was in the pepper is what I understood somebody say at one point.
Okay, possibly.
Could be.
But it's interesting because this woman has this social dilemma regarding a secret recipe, by the way. She said her grandmother left her what had been claimed to be the secret family recipe for lasagna. She said she'd been making it for years and years and years. Been passing this off and all these compliments and it's so good and you should sell this to a restaurant or get it on the frozen food or whatever. Yeah. Turned out she was flipping through, I don't know, either something on social media or a well-known cookbook published decades ago. And guess what she found in there? Word for word, her grandmother's secret family recipe.
Wow.
So if that were you, would you carry this on as, this is Grandma April's famous da-da-da-da? Or would you be like, you would not believe what I found out?
Well, I went to Neiman Marcus, and I had their chocolate chip cookies. And I was charged for the menu, and I got back at them, and I posted it. Who cares? I mean, people are still going to claim it's their own recipe, and
I mean, word for word, though. It was written down on a recipe card, plagiarized completely by somebody else.
Yeah.
Would you still try to pass it off?
No.
Or would you be like, you would not believe what I found out?
Maybe I borrowed it, is how they say it these days.
Is that it?
Maybe I should walk back my recipe. I misspoke.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, we don't need to tell you, listener. I'm sure you have experienced it, but prices are definitely going up.
They are.
And have gone up on just about everything. And the sizes of things have come down. That's called shrinkflation.
Happened to me the other night. I went out to dinner with my daughter. Two salads and a drink.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a salad that was supposed to, and I occasionally will eat chicken, and it was supposed to have some chicken. And it used to have a lot.
Uh-huh.
There were maybe three pieces.
Right.
It was almost all lettuce.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm like, I just paid $17.50 for that?
Oh, yeah. So that's the point, is that eating out is, I don't think we can afford it anymore.
Uh-uh.
So we got to, but we've always mostly made.
Sticker shock, man.
Yeah, we've mostly made dinners at home. But you got to stock up at the grocery store, and even that's expensive now.
It's interesting. They said most of us go every few days to the grocery store. I'm not going every few days.
It's at least.
Once a week?
Yeah, once a week for sure.
Okay, maybe twice?
Usually on Sundays
we'll
load up.
So that's every few days.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh? They say when we go back, we're loading up usually on the same 10 items when we go.
Yeah.
So what are your 10 items, the things you go through the most?
Lots of produce. I mean, romaine lettuce. If we could grow our own, I think that would be the solution.
You can.
I know.
You totally can.
But we're always getting the heads of romaine. Lots of beans. Lots of canned beans.
Okay.
Garbanzo specifically. Our oldest loves to eat cans of those. But meat alternatives, frozen foods for preparation for mornings, I think.
Yeah, frozen food's great, man.
Frozen fruits sometimes. So, yeah, a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
You?
Well, not maybe as healthy as yours, but it is the same kind of, I'm noticing, I am buying the same stuff.
Yeah.
And I tried. I did. I bought quinoa, and I thought, oh, I'm totally going to eat this. I'm going to do it. And it's been in that bag. I actually just realized the other day it expired. I'm like, I never even opened it.
Expire quinoa. It did. Oh, come
on. It says 2023.
You can make it. Here's what you do. Make it with a vegetable stock.
Well, because you got to soak it, and there's a whole preparation.
But you can make it with a little tastier, good. It's good for you. Come on, Ashley.
So, I don't know. What are your guys' 10 items that you buy? Like, you notice, oh, I'm always buying that.
Same 10. Let us know. Send us your list, and we'll take care of it for you. No, Ashley.
No, actually,
888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks, Mike H. We see your artwork that you sent to the email address.
Well, we asked for someone to do a drawing, a rendition of us.
Yeah. I think we're addressing Grant, our artist friend, but I'm glad to see that Mike H stepped in and crafted two stick figures that
art is in the eye of the beholder.
It sure is. At least I'm taller than you in the picture, and that's
you're taller than me anyway. Yeah, well, at least they got
he got the scale down, okay. And it's a very good likeness of Ashley's eyes. Yeah. By the way,
why?
It's just two little crosses on your eyes. And I've got Conan O'Brien hair.
Well, you do kind of have. There's that one cowlick you have in the front.
It is. Anyway, Mike H., thanks for that.
Thank you.
The effort is outstanding. And how you get this stuff to us is you email it to us. ab@ashleybradradio.com is the email address to do that. So you can send any attachments like that one. All right, let's find out what's news right now.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, if you're a big steak eater and you've thought, maybe I should give up a little bit of red meat, according to a new study, by giving up red meat, it could save 750,000 lives each year. But then what should you eat instead? Well, according to researchers from Japan and Australia who looked at health statistics, they said herring, sardines, and anchovies. So I'm out.
What if you don't like herring, sardines, or anchovies?
I don't know what to
tell you. Or even lutefisk. What do you do then?
Nobody likes lutefisk. But they found a switch from steak to forage fish could reduce the risk of disease in humans in a big way. That's how they phrased it and said it would also reduce harm to the environment because those are the most abundant fish species in the ocean. But if we all started to eat them, would they still be the most abundant?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
So now that the great eclipse of 2024 is over, you're probably wondering what to do with those slightly used viewing glasses. Mm-hmm. You could recycle them. You got to take the lens. There's like a way to recycle them.
Yeah.
Or you could donate them to one of several organizations that collects used safety glasses. One of them is Astronomers Without Borders. They have a list of drop-off locations on their website. Of course, the other option is to hang on to them until the next eclipse in North America in 2044.
Or every day, just go out and stare at the sun.
Yeah, true.
You know what?
There you go. There's a whole
other. Doesn't have to be eclipsed just to admire the sun. I'm going to stare at the sun today.
Then cost per wear is down to just mere pennies
if
you do it that way.
That's what I'm saying.
Melrose Place is getting rebooted again, but this time with the original stars. So Heather Locklear is coming back, Laura Layton, and Daphne Zuniga. The log line, according to Variety, says, with one of their dearest friends dies suddenly, the OG residents of Melrose Place gather to honor the deceased. Mm. But the pressure cooker of a reunion uncovers old traumas and reveals new secrets. The reboot is currently being shopped to networks and streamers. Mm. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
There is, he said on the Ashley and Brad show, a piece of equipment that I almost bought the other day. So
really,
I like my father, and perhaps a lot of guys like me, are just fascinated with flashlights.
Okay.
Don't ask me why, but we just can. You can never have enough flashlights.
You got one on your phone.
It doesn't matter. It's not. You need more.
You do. How many more?
Well, I don't know, because you could always go up with the lumens. 750 lumens. That's not nearly enough. I need 10,000 lumens.
Okay.
In a small flashlight. But anyway,
all right.
Next to the flashlights, which there was a whole array of these, I saw the UV flashlight.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I need to get that.
Luminol in a black light in your house?
You don't even need the luminol. You just, if you were to shine that UV flashlight in your house, you will be stunned.
You'd be grossed out. You'd be grossed
at how many germs are in your house.
Oh, yeah.
Fingerprints and germs all over stuff everywhere.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like we clean, we wipe down, we spring clean.
It doesn't matter.
But there are some certain things that you think, man, like that probably never got cleaned. Like the water dispenser and ice dispenser on your refrigerator. They said you would be shocked.
It can be clean?
That's what
they... Who knew?
And you should.
Yeah.
Inside your refrigerator, you shine that UV light in there. Oof. Because how often are you taking everything out and wiping it down?
Now, on a scale of one to never.
What you bought the... you. The last time that thing was cleaned was when you got it from the showroom, probably.
It's the same as everybody. No, it's been cleaned like thrice in its lifetime.
So that's the thing. Experts say it should be cleaned monthly. You got to be kidding me.
Monthly?
Right. No, there's no.
No,
if I clean it every year to 18 months, it's more than likely.
Maybe.
Drains. And this isn't just the drain like in your sink and your tub and stuff like that. It's also your showers and your washer and dryer. Like the newer ones have like this little front loading thing that you can undo. But when was the last time you took like a filter out or the filter in your dishwasher? Have you ever taken that thing out and cleaned it?
Yeah, I actually have. Yeah.
Because that needs it.
Well, let's go back up. Let's talk about that drain in your shower bathtub. You ever put one of those little grabby,
the little mushroomy thing
down
the
drain and pulled out what's in there?
Yes. I had daughters with long hair. Woo! We all had those.
Man.
Yeah.
Woo!
Those need to be cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley and Brad.
Monday on the Ashley and Brad Show means several things that we must complete, one of which is the quiz. You're going to give me right
now.
Okay.
Well, my mom was a teacher. Your mom was a teacher. And there's a lot of things that make it tough to be a teacher. But 60% of high school teachers say this is one of the most difficult parts of their job.
Of today's teaching world.
Yes. Today's teaching world. This did not impact our moms.
So it's so antiquated to think that truancy is even an issue anymore. Showing up to school on time.
My kid can come whenever they want.
Yeah. And you can dress the way you ever want to these days. You can't tell anybody that you can't wear that to school.
It's different now.
Is it ever.
So high school teachers have to navigate a lot of stuff, but they say this is... this is one of the most difficult parts of their job.
All right, let's narrow it down. Does this involve something in the hallways, like fighting, or something
no.
in the classroom?
Not in the classroom only. It's part of being in the classroom.
Well, I'm going to go back to the roots of something I blame a lot on.
And so 30%, by the way, in middle school, it doubles to 60% of the teachers by high school.
All right. So I'll blame something that I frequently blame. But I'm going to start with social media. I'll just start there.
Okay. You're really warm.
Yeah. See? It had
you're
to
really,
be.
Really warm.
Right.
But it's not social media.
Nah. Okay.
But it's...
but it's related to it.
Well, it's not related. Well, yes and no, kind of.
Okay. Oh. Well, then it... okay. It has to be this, and I will accept no other answer.
Okay.
The cell phone.
The cell phone.
Of course, 100%. It had to have been.
Because
had to have been.
Most kids get them in elementary school now.
What else is going to be so problematic than the cell phone?
They said enforcing school cell phone policies, because they're similar but still different school to school to school.
Yeah.
They said trying to enforce it is just... because they've tried putting them all in the little pouches. They've tried the...
I agree.
They said that is the one of the hardest part of their jobs.
I agree.
Youch. They've got so many things on their plate.
Ashley and Brad.
Monday on the Ashley Brad Show means the quiz. We've just done that. It is always followed with, it is hooked up, it is linked to, always the feud. And you know how this works. We've sent out these polls. You must match at least one of our top five answers from our listening audience. Ready, here we go. Other than bad vision, name a reason why someone might wear glasses.
Blue blocker control when they're on the computer. No?
Could I consider that not...
like sunglasses? Like regular
glasses? Yeah, you said it.
Okay.
Other than restaurants, where might you be served bad food? There's a lot of answers on here, by the way.
Your house.
Okay. Yep. Other than a hand buzzer... name something you'd buy at a gag shop.
Oh, fake vomit and fake dog poop have got to be on this list.
They are, in fact. Other than Christmas, name an occasion for which people decorate their houses.
Birthdays or anniversary party.
Yeah, but you're missing the...
oh, Halloween.
Yeah, most obvious one.
Of course.
Other than food, name something a vendor would sell at a sporting event. Other than food.
Tchotchkes. We have hats and baseball bats and the things and then
just check
souvenirs.
Your answers. Let's see where you line up with our audience. Other than bad vision, name a reason why someone might wear sunglasses. Sunglasses, the number one answer.
Oh,
fashion.
I thought you meant glasses.
No, fashion to make themselves look cool. Look smart. people put on to wear glasses. And then safety is the fourth answer.
Oh, safety glasses.
Other
yeah.
than a restaurant, where might you be served bad food?
Mm-hmm.
Home, the number one answer.
See?
Unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
Followed by, and these are all the ones you're like, oh, yeah, school. Hospital,
yeah.
Bar,
yeah.
Airplane, hotel, wedding, or all the rest
prison.
Of them.
Prison.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. That's on there. Other than a hand buzzer, name yeah. something you'd buy at a gag shop. The number one answer,
yes?
The whoopee cushion.
Oh, the whoopee cushion.
Followed by, and it's
of
a tie,
course.
Fake vomit, fake dog
yeah.
poop. It's in there. Of course it is.
The flower that's
the squirting
water.
Flowers, number three.
It's gotta be.
Rubber chicken, the can of snakes, the can of snakes, the peanut, famous peanut can.
Oh, that's awesome.
And fake nose are the rest of the answers.
Okay.
Other than Christmas, name an occasion for which people decorate their houses. Of course, Halloween,
yeah.
number one
yeah.
answer. Easter, number two, which is interesting. Thanksgiving, a birthday, and 4th of July.
Okay.
And then other than food, name something a vendor sells at a sporting event. Drinks, number one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I said other than food, that's, yeah.
I just put that in the same category.
Your $39 beer.
Yeah. That's for the small.
Caps is separate from the number three answer, souvenirs.
Okay.
And then t-shirt is the last answer.
Huh.
It's different from souvenirs.
You don't even have to get out of your chair at all.
I know. And that's a feud.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Wayne. You got in touch with us on our text line, which is 888-922-7234. He also jumped in on the obituary. What would his be? Loved, laughed, and lived would be his.
Nice.
Also, the greatest invention ever that was created on mankind was created July of 1970.
Uh-huh.
Himself, he was born.
Oh.
He's pretty high opinion that he's God's gift to everything. So thanks, Wayne. Well, you're certainly a responsive listener to the Ashley and Brad Show, and for that, we credit you and say thank you.
Give you a building.
Exactly. 888-922-7234 is that number to get in touch with about everything we're talking about, including whatever is coming in the news right now.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, if you or someone you know is getting ready to have surgery, you might want to ask the surgeon if they play video games.
Okay.
Because they found surgeons who play video games for 3 hours a week, specifically three different types, performed 27% faster, made 37% fewer errors as well. Dr. James Rosser from the Department of General Surgery at Beth Israel Medical Center said, doctors who video game have better hand-eye coordination, better reaction time, as well as better spatial visualization. And the three games they played in the
yes.
study, Super Monkey Ball 2,
okay.
Star Wars Racer Revenge,
uh-huh.
and Silent Scope.
Wow.
So just find out what your doctor's high score is before you
okay.
book any kind of surgery.
Right.
So reminder, you probably know, I don't know why you wouldn't know, today is April 15th.
Yeah.
And for those of you mailing your returns, some USPS offices will have extended hours. If you're filing an extension, you only have until today to get that form in as well to avoid penalties. And, of course, you can go to the website irs.gov for additional information. If you go to any other site that's not .gov, it's going to be a scam.
Government do take a bite, don't you?
So are you ready for some more monstrous adventures? Apple TV Plus has announced the renewal of the popular series Monarch, Legacy of Monsters for a second season. And they've also ordered multiple spinoffs based on the MonsterVerse franchise. Apple TV Plus didn't say who would be returning from the cast for season two. And they also haven't announced a premiere date
okay.
either. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Alicia, for getting in touch with the Ashley and Brad Show at 888-922-7234. Just a quick one from her. She says this.
Just want to let you guys know that you make my day smile.
Aw.
We made her day smile.
How about that? I like that.
I like that, too. That should be the logo of
make the
show.
Day
the
smile?
Stick figure
okay.
that Mike H. drew
all right.
on a t-shirt. I can see it on a mug or a t-shirt now
okay.
saying, The Ashley and Brad Show.
All right.
We'll make your day.
Make your day
we'll
smile?
We'll make your day smile.
Make my day smile. I'm seeing more of a Clint Eastwood vibe. That's just how I do it. But anyway, thanks. We'll send you a little tip, Alicia, and that's how we brilliantly segue into talking about tips.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Or specifically those that you don't have to tip.
Well, because everywhere you go now, there's a tip jar
yeah,
and a...
Yeah. I mean, of the two of us, you are feeling more inclined all the time to put something in it where I'm just like, Thanks. I think you're being remunerated for your job.
I know. But it's hard. I mean, some places more than others. Like, I went to a car wash the other day, and I don't go to those kind of car washes very often at all.
Yeah.
And I went, and I knew I was going to tip the people that cleaned the inside, but there was also one for the cash register that just gives you your receipt.
What?
I'm like, I'm not tipping
there.
No
way.
And I'm like, I can afford one tip.
Yeah.
I barely take my car. I think once a year I get it cleaned.
Yeah, exactly. Now I understand the guy that waves the rag that says your car's done. You want to, you know, okay.
Of course.
Right. I get that.
But they wanted one for the
But everybody at the cash register has got the little tip jar now. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, come on now.
And so there are some that I'm like, okay, I get that. I get that. But according to this list, they said these are ones you never have to worry or feel bad about not tipping.
Okay. I'd love to hear. Disc jockey number one. Hey man, how about playing a little one of my favorite songs?
Yeah.
That used to be called payola.
That's actually illegal.
Yeah.
But like plumbers, electricians, home technicians, I do actually offer a
tip.
Well,
you're telling us you're never supposed to, so you're breaking your own rule.
I know, but like when someone comes and they install something in the house, an appliance or whatever, I definitely tip that.
Okay.
Flight attendants?
They said,
I've never even thought of that.
No.
Also, lawyers, listen, I paid you 33 and a third. I'm not tipping.
In what world would you tip your lawyer?
I don't know.
Wow.
I guess if they win I don't know. Okay. Accountants, which with today being, you know.
Yeah, tax day.
Now this is where you and I differ. Cashiers when you pick up takeout.
Yeah, no. Why?
I will.
You're paying top dollar anyway with a fee on top of it probably.
So the delivery for sure, there's no question. But if you go to pick it up.
You're going to pick up your food that you, I don't know.
So I'm still on the fence about that
one. Yes, we differ on that.
But in the top three, medical staff, which, hey doc.
Here's a little something. Keep it honest, would you?
Number two, coaches. And I'm assuming since we have a coach that listens, I want to know if anyone's offered him a tip.
Coach,
before.
Have you ever been spiffed to 20 for something?
And teachers.
Number one. Wow.
I've never tipped a teacher, but I've definitely given gift cards. I used to be the room mom for both of my girls.
No, they get gift
cards. But I've never given a tip like, hey, I hope my kid gets an A on this test. Wink, wink.
Right. Let's keep it fair. Keep it fair here, would you?
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio, and let me tell you the tale of once upon a time when I moved from Florida to California a long time ago. As an actor, I wanted to see Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
So what's one of the first things you do? Well, you hop in the car, you go down there, and you look
at
a
TMZ tour.
No. You get in your car, and you go down, and you look at a sidewalk, and you're like,
oh, the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah.
This is it, huh? It's a long, dirty sidewalk.
It is a long, dirty sidewalk.
Stars' names on it.
It's kind of.
And you're like, this is the whole.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you've never been, but it is a tourist attraction and it's crowded.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get a picture of because everyone's walking.
Right. And then the footprints in the forecourt of Chinese Theater.
I mean,
that was at least, all right, I like that.
Yeah.
But the star walks out. I was like,
So it's funny you mentioned that because they did a list of the most overrated tourist attractions in the entire United States, that ranks number six on the list.
It has to be on there.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people come from all over the world to Hollywood, and they look at it, and they're like, this is it, huh?
There's the Grand Canyon, Russ. Let's
there
go.
It
I
is.
Mean, it's like, okay, well. Mm-hmm. Also on the list, number five.
Yes.
See, I loved this. I thought it was cool, but it's something I would only do once. Lombard Street in San Francisco.
Oh, the windy
that
hill
windy
street.
Super.
Yeah.
And it's fun to drive down it or up it or whatever, but then you're like, okay, did it.
Right.
And it's not that big. That's not that giant. Like, I always thought it was like the whole side of a mountain. It's like
a hill.
I know.
It's a little part of a
hill.
I didn't
know that.
Okay.
This one, see, now every time I go, I think it's pretty cool. Times Square in Manhattan.
To people watch, definitely. I mean, it's the, you
I
know,
like
giant hub of activity.
It's
so
busy, obviously.
Yeah, but it's just a bunch of marquees and ads, really,
just,
when you boil
it
down.
But it changes all the time, and there's something always going on. It's bustling. I don't know. I think it's fun.
All right.
I've never been here. Plymouth Rock.
Okay.
Again, that's like, here it is.
There it is.
There we go.
That's where they landed, Russ. Right there.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is an entire city.
Okay.
So this one is shocking to me that it's, I guess the whole city, I guess, is considered a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
Well, certainly the Strip, obviously, where
and
all
maybe
the casinos
that's what they
are.
Mean?
Yeah, it's just a row of casinos, one after the other.
After the other, after the other, after the other.
Yeah,
a
but
lot
that,
of blinking
but
lights.
Since my wife is from there, she went to high school college there.
Right.
When we were dating, her parents lived, obviously, away from the
in
Strip.
In the suburbs,
I was like, oh, it's just like a regular city, except they have, you know, gambling in every convenience store. That's all.
I can buy groceries and play some slot machines.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one, and you've been, I have not been, and I would like to go just to see it.
Okay.
But the most overrated tourist attraction in the U.S., Mount Rushmore.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Really?
And I don't
overrated?
Know why.
I mean, there's obviously there's not much to do. You can't get close.
Right.
You're staring from a distance. But the whole achievement to get those likenesses carved into a mountain.
Blown out of dynamite
is
and carved.
Pretty impressive, though.
Yeah. So most overrated? I don't know.
That's interesting.
So if you guys have been to either any of these or any other ones that you're like, oh, yeah, totally overrated, let us know.
888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, yes, today, of course, is tax day. It's you got to get those things in by midnight tonight.
I know.
We know that. But it's also a bunch of weeks that are being celebrated, including Money Smart Week, which hopefully the last 365 days you were smart and get some money back on your taxes.
You know, I wish I was in your category. Let me just say that. But Money Smart Week is celebrated every year in April to empower us. You know, listen, we need some skills to make some, you know, personal financial choices.
Mm-hmm.
And the world of finance, it's daunting. When someone starts talking to me about stocks and things, and I'm like, oh, that's out of my pay grade.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Wait till they start talking about Bitcoin and crypto.
The good news is it's never too late to learn. And here's the thing. You want to educate yourself so that if you do go talk to a financial planner or something, you at least have a concept. You're not, you know, being taken advantage of in that regard, because we work hard for our money. We want to make sure that it's around when we want to retire.
Yeah.
But get this, it wasn't even until the 20th century that the financial literacy was taught for the first time officially.
Wow.
So we really do need to kind of take stock. You can watch YouTube videos.
Yeah.
You can enroll in classes, but just read a little bit more, at least on how to become more financially savvy.
All right.
Ashley and Brad.